Welcome to Home Group. My name is Rick Renner, and I'm here with Maxine Masnikov and with the Denise Renner. And guys, I'm glad that you're here with me.
Well, thank you, Rick. I'm glad to be on Home Group.
You know, in the last Home Group, we were talking about pushing back against the attack of the enemy. Denise, I think it's really important for us to understand we have to do that.
Absolutely, it's important because the enemy is aggressive. And if we're not aggressive back, he can run over us. We can believe his lies. But if we stand to the truth with the truth and we align ourselves with the truth, then when you align yourself with the greater one that's on the inside of you than he that's in this world, then you're going to win. But I'm not saying that it's easy. Sometimes it's really hard to just stay right there and be unmovable. But we have the unmovable one on the inside of us.
We do. Praise God, Maxine.
Amen. And it's so important to always believe and to know that God is for you. He's not against you. Because when you have this understanding that God is always for you, and I was thinking about the Lord's Prayer where we say, you know, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. It's so unfortunate that this verse was not translated correctly from the Greek original text. Actually, when we ask God not to lead us into temptation, we assume by saying it, we assume that God can do it. He would never do that. Wrong translation. The Catholic Church, you know, the Catholic Church is very, they have this structure, and they have this official version of the Lord's Prayer. And the Catholic Church, of course, they have specialists of the Greek language. They made official changes to the official version of the Lord's Prayer. They changed it officially from do not lead us into temptation. They changed the whole thing. It sounds something like, help us not to become victims of temptations, because they don't want to have this notion, this idea. They don't want this prayer to convey this idea that God can lead you into temptation. God would never do that. It was wrong translation from the Greek language.
And so how should it be translated?
Help us not to become victims. Because if you say, God, do not lead us, by saying that, you assume that God can lead you. No, it's the devil who leads you into temptations. It's not God. God protects you.
That's why it goes on to say, deliver us from evil.
From the Paneros one.
Because the temptations
yes.
are evil. It's evil. God does
yes.
not lead us into evil. He just does not.
Yep.
He does not. In fact, James says that in James chapter 1, verse 13. Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. God just does not do it. He doesn't do it. So you might say, well, okay, well, I'm going through a really hard time. Then tell me what's going on. The devil's after you. Hey, he's real. You know, when we were growing up in our churches, we didn't even know the devil was real. I mean, we knew his name. We heard the word devil. But Denise, did you ever hear anybody tell you growing up to resist the devil?
Never.
In fact, on Halloween, we dressed like the devil. We thought the whole thing was kind of like a joke. And maybe if you're our age or a little younger, maybe you can remember walking up and down the streets at Halloween, dressed up like goblins and demons and devils and witches. We thought the whole thing was a joke. The devil's not a joke. He is real. And anytime you take a position of faith, he is going to try to stand against you. But you've got the goods on the inside of you to knock him flat and to move him out of the way. But you have to make a decision to stay in faith. And we saw in the last home group the importance of diving into joy and not just living by happiness. Now, please listen to me. I understand that we're told, especially for Americans, that every person has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, that's good. But if you just live for happiness, did you know you'll never be happy? It's such a contradiction. If you just live for happiness, you'll never be happy because it's unattainable. It changes all the time. The goal is all the time moving, all the time, what makes you happy. And you can wake up happy and in 5 minutes be unhappy. Denise, have you ever experienced that?
Oh, yeah. You got to go down to that placed its unmovable joy.
And I gave the example in the previous program that in every lake, you know, you see ripples on the water. What causes the ripples? Wind, atmospheric conditions determine the waves. And they're changing all the time depending on all these outward things. But in the bottom of the lake, there is a current that never changes. It is just constantly steady, moving in the bottom of every lake, unaffected by the wind, unaffected by atmospheric conditions. The top, it's just up and down, up and down. Now it's peaceful, now it's not peaceful. That's what happiness is. It's an emotion. So if you live for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is your right, if that's really your goal, you're going to be up and down all the time because happiness is moving all the time. But down deep inside you, you've got a current called joy. And when you're under attack, James chapter 1, verse 2 says, you can predetermine, count it all joy. You're going to move in joy, not just happiness. You're going to take the deep dive. And when you have the deep dive, you can be steady regardless of what's going on. You know, I just had a memory, Denise. Years ago, you know, in many, many years, we could tell story after story. We came under one of the craziest attacks. I'm not even going to tell you what it was. It was so insane. And I had to deal with a problem in one of our offices. We have multiple offices. So my team and I flew to that office. And when we got there, there were waves and there were ripples. I mean, it was a storm. Ay, ay, ay. And I saw my precious team back in those days. This has been a long time ago. They were being tossed by the wind and the waves. And I thought, my goodness, if my team that came to help me didn't calm down, we're going to have a fist fight in this meeting. I mean, they were getting in each other's face with these other people. It was intense. What about me? It was my office. I was as stable can be. Unmoved. You know why? Because I was in touch with that stream that flows through us. The Bible says, the joy of the Lord is your
strength.
Strength. And when you are in touch with that joy, that current that runs deep on the inside of you, you can be totally unmoved when everyone around you is moved. And that day my team said to me later, how did you do it? We were all so emotional. We were thrown all over the place. And you were so steady. It's because that's what we have. That's who we really are. And we need to live from that deep place. My grandfather Renner committed suicide. Talk about atmospheric conditions that cause rough water. I was with my dad. And I was there with my dad when we found him. And I'm telling you, the waves, the external pressure, the emotions were huge. But at that time, I was 17 years old. It was the first time I really understood that if you function from the deeper part of you, you can be unmoved, even when you're in the midst of raging waves. And I was so thankful on that day when I was 17 years old because my dad was emotionally thrown all over the place and I was completely unmoved. I was functioning from a deep place. And Denise, I would have to say through the years, you and I both, we've learned to get into that deep place. If you don't get into that deep place, you're not going to last very long. Because the waves will throw you all over the place. I always say this, I'm going to say it again, emotions are very, very expensive. And if you use your emotions in a wrong way, you're going to deplete yourself. You're going to need those emotions later. And when you're in a rough place and when you're under attack, rather than just let your mouth run, and that's what some people do, they just start spouting all their fears and all their emotions, get a grip on your mouth and take the deep dive into the very being of the Spirit of God inside you, where there's joy, that current, that steady, calm, powerful current. And it will carry you through every single storm. Maxine?
Hallelujah. God's presence can solve any problem, really, when you get into God's presence. And I was thinking, why do we feel so good in God's presence? Why does it make it feel so good? And I think one of the reasons is when we get in God's presence, of course, we have His presence inside of us. Hallelujah. And when we get into His presence, we get to this source. God starts sharing with us the way He feels about Himself. I really believe it. I was thinking, why do I have such great joy in God's presence? How does God feel? That word mood is not used in America, right?
No, Americans try to avoid the word mood.
Well, okay. God always feels great because He knows He's in control of everything. He knows He's perfect, and He enjoys His perfection throughout eternity. He has the right to enjoy it. He is perfect. He is in control. And when we get into His presence, God shares with us the way He feels.
Well, Psalm 16 says, in thy presence is
the
fullness of joy. Denise?
Well, I'm thinking about what Maxime was saying, because when you can, and what you're saying, when you connect with the greater one on the inside of you, then you're connected to the greater one. You're connected to what's greater than what's out here. And you're going to take on His emotions. Instead of us being overcome by our emotions, when we concentrate on the presence of God in us, then we take on His emotions. Just working it out practically, I was facing something not very long ago, and so I didn't want to be ruled by my emotions or by my mouth. And so I prayed in tongues and prayed in tongues and prayed in tongues and prayed in tongues and prayed in tongues. And I didn't pray in tongues for 5 minutes. I'm talking about I prayed in tongues. I probably prayed in tongues for 2 hours. But as I was praying in tongues and reading the Bible, the Holy Spirit, He was speaking to me, and He was saying, well, now, Denise, this is, if you do this, this is your problem. This is what you need to change. Oh, and He doesn't rebuke you. He is so gentle, but He's guiding you because the Holy Spirit is a guide. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. So He's down there searching the inward parts of us, wanting to teach us and show us this magnificent power that's on the inside of us that can actually teach us how to live, how to think, how to act. And that's that power that's within.
Hallelujah.
You know, what you do with your mouth is also so very important, because when you are tempted to be emotionally moved by the waves of life, and your mouth just starts speaking all kinds of things. I can't believe this has happened to me. I just can't believe this has happened to me. You can stir it. You can really make it worse. I mean, you can really make it worse. Well, they did this and they did this. You just have to say, this is temporary. This is not worth me wasting my emotions. I can't do anything about them anyway. So I'm going to do something about me. And I'm staying in peace. I can't do anything about this situation, but I can stay in peace. It's really important that you settle yourself and you really get in touch with the greater one on the inside of you, that's where your joy is. Amen, Denise.
Amen.
Maxime?
Amen. May I talk a little bit, just a little bit more about God's presence?
Sure.
I love talking about God's presence. And we people, we're funny creatures. Most of us, for us to be happy, we need to reach certain goal.
That's why it's not attainable, because it's moving every time.
Amen. Like, I often think, oh, if I lose 2 more kilos, I'll be happy. If I had a little bit more hair on my head, I would be happier. If I had bigger car, I would be happier. So for us to become happier, we think we need this, this, and this. And in God's presence, as I said, it's so important. When we get into His presence, God starts sharing with us His emotions, the way He feels about Himself. And God is not trying to be somebody. Like we try to be somebody to become happier.
That's very good.
God, He just is. We try, and He just is perfection. He is almighty. He doesn't worry. He doesn't sweat. He feels great all the time. He knows He's in control. And when we're in His presence, and when we start...
We receive of that.
We start feeling the way He feels Himself. That's why there's fullness of joy. Well, oh, that's how God feels. Oh, and we kind of charge ourselves with the same emotions that He is having. That's why God's presence is so wonderful.
I'm thinking about the scripture in the Psalms that says, when my heart is overwhelmed,
hallelujah,
lead me to the
rock that is higher than I.
Jesus is the rock, yes, that is higher than I.
Well, all of it's right here on the inside of us, because the Holy Spirit's inside us. And if we will just get quiet and just go deep, sometimes you literally have just to be quiet. It's one reason why I think it's so important to start every day with the Lord. That's the best way to start your day. You're starting on the most solid rock you can start on. Just take a few minutes to pray in tongues. Take a few minutes to read your Bible and be quiet. Sometimes there's such power in just being quiet. You know, we're told in Psalm 46, verse 10, be still and know that I'm God. When you're still, sometimes you really find strength.
Amen.
I mean, literally being still. Just being quiet, turning the sound off on the TV. Just being quiet. You know, we're tempted to fill every second with noise. And especially today with gadgets, you're tempted to scroll Facebook or to scroll YouTube. Then you get in the car and you turn on the radio. The other day, I got in the car to drive downtown Moscow, and I just reached up to just go through the radio just to look for some noise. And I thought, why do you need that? Turn it off. You need to be quiet. And I believe that's one reason why people don't hear from the Lord. The Lord is speaking all the time. But people are filled with so much, what do you call it, static?
Noise.
Noise. That they're not quiet enough for God to really speak to them. Even Jesus got up early in the morning to pray. He went off into a remote place to be by Himself. He was the Word made flesh. But in His flesh, Jesus needed that quiet place. And that's where Jesus actually derived all His strength for ministering to masses. Imagine the power, the physical exertion, all that ministry. He got His strength when He was in that quiet place. It's really important, Maxine.
Amen.
Denise?
I'm reading the Bible. I mean, that sounds strange, but I've made some goals to read the Bible 2 times, all the way through, 2 times a year. And I am loving it. And so I just found this verse, and it was in 1 Kings, and they're building the temple. And it's 1 Kings, it's chapter 6, and it's verse 7. And it says, and the temple, when it was being built, was built with stone finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built. Well, you say, well, what does that mean? Well, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and God is building you on the inside. And he shows us right here that even in that temple, the rule was
the physical temple.
No hammer, no chisel or iron tool. Do it outside the temple. And God is working. The Holy Spirit is searching on the inside of us to get the right things up to our mind. And we've got to be quiet because we are the temple so that we can hear him.
Man.
That's amazing. How in the world did they do that? How in the world did they even put the stones in place? But that's exactly what the Bible says. Hey, God wants you to find a quiet place, so you can get in touch with that deep stream of peace and joy that's running deep on the inside of you. And I feel like we're supposed to pray for you right now. Maybe you've really been tossed and turned by atmospheric conditions in your life or in your family, your finances, your health, who knows, friendships, your job. You've just been tossed here and then there and then back here, then back. Every day just seems like you're in an uproar. Don't live like that. Put your hand on your heart. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that within us, we have the deep current of joy produced in us supernaturally by the Holy Spirit. Help us to get quiet and take the deep dive. Take the deep dive into that current that will carry us through every situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, Maxime and Denise, thank you for being on Home Group with me, and thank you for being with us. And we look forward to seeing you in the next Home Group.
Amen.
Please like, subscribe, and share this video with your friends so more people can see it.